You asked and I finally delivered. Guess who's in studio?
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right, you guys, welcome on into To The Point with Kristen Burt. I am so excited about today. Of course, the show is presented by Popcorn Talk and Dance Network. And he was already ready to say hi and greet you guys. So without further ado, it's one of my favorite people, and I'm so glad he is here. It is Rudy Abreu.
Hey,
hi! How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I have to tell you, Rudy called me last night, you guys. It was like 9:30 somewhere around there, and I was like, oh my gosh, don't tell me he's sick and canceling, because the flu out here in California is no joke right now.
It's going around.
I know, I'm like an octave lower because I've been traveling and I just have hoarse voice from SAG Awards and everything. And I was like, oh no, please tell me he's not canceling. And he was like, hey, I'm just excited about tomorrow. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. So I was super happy to get your phone call.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I knew you were probably gonna be like, oh, he's probably canceling me. I was like, nope, I'm not canceling. I'm gonna be there. I just want to know what we're gonna talk about.
Yeah, all good, all good. We're gonna talk about your dance story. And I was literally like, we were doing a little J-Lo choreography before.
Yeah.
Getting all into it. We'll talk about that because that's a little further on down your
swipe
dance story.
Sweat.
Swipe the sweat. I know. I'll have this whole thing down by the end of the hour. But let's get started, because you know what I love about all of you Miami kids? Like, you guys are killing it right now.
Thank you.
Yeah. There are a lot of you. I feel like I've been talking a lot about Dancetown, a lot about Lori and Manny Castro students. Mm-hmm. You're one of them.
I am. Manny and Lori.
They're my teachers. The best ever.
They
have a lot of students in World of Dance. I'm not going to say who, but I've been hearing the names as people are floating them out there.
Yeah.
So we will be hearing more about them later on this summer. How old were you when you started dancing?
I was 8 years old when I started dancing with Manny and Lori.
Mm-hmm.
I danced there my whole life until I was, 18. And it was crazy.
What made you, because you're a guy with a lot of energy. Was your mother just like, we need to direct that energy somewhere?
No. So I was into baseball. I was like more into baseball, like just sports. And I was a sports kind of guy. I was Miami. My dad was Cuban. He was like, you're going to play baseball like everybody else.
Of course you are.
You know how it is. And my cousin was just like, one day she was like, hey, like, you should come and take this hip hop class with me. You might like it. So I went with her. And I'll never forget the first dance class I ever took. My mom and my dad, they sat in the corner of the room, and I looked at them, and I was like,
you don't want to do this.
Like, I do not want to do this. No way, Jose. And whatever. And then, like, the next week came, and my mom was like, hey, do you want to go back to that hip-hop class? And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? There was, like, 40 girls in that room. I should probably go back to that hip-hop class. So I went to the hip-hop class, and it was fun.
You were like, priorities. There's some pretty girls in there.
I was like, let's go hang out with pretty girls instead of like these 10 other sweaty dudes in baseball practice.
Was your dad supportive? Because sometimes dads are not supportive when it comes
to
dance.
Oh, absolutely. The first time, like when I told my pops, I was like, hey, Dad, I'm going to like let go of the cleats, put on some ballet shoes. He was like, okay, let's go for it.
I love that.
It was great.
I love that. Because a couple times I've had, male dancers and choreographers in here, and it was a struggle with their dads to really have them understand, like, yes, I'm an athlete, too.
I mean, some dads, like, or fathers, or parents in general, sometimes what they want for their kids is not necessarily what the kid wants for themselves. And I think, later on in life, as they get older, they understand. They're like, oh, well, maybe I should let them do their thing. And I think my father, realized that early on, and he just was super supportive of everything I did.
That's awesome. And sometimes if you just, like, kind of let go and let them, your child live their passion, I think it turns out better than fighting them all the time.
Exactly right.
And they'll rebel, and gosh, we don't need any of that. How about when it comes to your classmates? Were you ever teased at all as a male dancer, or no big deal?
Actually, yeah. So, like, growing up in Miami, I went to Florida Christian High School, and, I was surrounded by a lot of different views, like a lot of people were super religious and were against me dancing with people who were gay or people who were this and that. Mm-hmm. And then I even had teachers. I had incidents where my teachers would say stuff and my parents had to go into meetings with the principal of the school or the teacher, because You know, the teasing was hard growing up, but I mean, I've always been a guy of confidence and a guy of, you know, and I just have never really cared what people had to say, but there was a lot of teasing. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think every male dancer goes through it though. Like every male dancer growing up, goes through the teasing, and it's just a thing. You know?
I hope it's getting better because I feel like we see more men in dance.
I
don't know though.
I mean, now that dance is becoming such a big thing, I mean, I haven't heard many. You know, I haven't heard much from the younger dancers that I've spoken with, and I also think a lot of things are more open nowadays. So people are more accepting and a little less, you know, harsh about this kind of stuff, about men dancing and whatever. But I mean, of course, it's still happening. It's just pobrecito. It's not a cool thing, but we gotta, whatever. It's just something that comes with being a male dancer. You know, you just gotta.
I think male ballet dancers have it really, really tough too.
And I'm like, yeah, and they're the best.
They're so strong.
They're the best. Come on. I mean, just like it's so sad. It's so sad, but it's just like what comes with it. It's you know.
Yeah. So you suffer for your art and it makes you stronger.
Exactly right.
Yeah. What is it about dance sound? Like, what is it about the training that, because they've really brought out not only wonderful dancers in terms of technique, but you guys are great performers, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, Manny and Lori Castro, like, I mean, Manny, it was great having the both of them because we were, you know, a lot of studios are female based or just male based, and you don't get the two sides. So for us, having Manny, the aggressive, very straightforward and focused male energy, which pushed us in the face and in, you know, trying to be out there and loud and perform and boom, and then having Lori, which was more of the like the female teacher, very like, you know, we're going to stretch, we're going to do this. All right, good job, everybody. Like, let's, you know, having that balance, and it was the best growing up because we were pushed in every aspect possible. And I think, you know, in some studios, there's like there's just like a one. Like they focus on
one. You get one flavor kind of thing.
Exactly. And here we have a little bit of everything. And mind you, Manny and Lori were not our only teachers. We had Manny, we had Lori, we had five ballet teachers, we had three ballroom teachers, we had two hip-hop teachers, we had jazz teachers, modern teachers, like on a weekly that would come all the time. And Manny and Lori brought in the best teachers in Florida. So, you know, and they were recruiting people from different places, and we always had master classes, and it just, the training there never stopped. It's always been like, I don't know, it's crazy training. It's they just know how to run their stuff. I
love that. And I have to say, Ruby Castro.
Ruby is the business.
One of my favorites. And, you know, we all watched her in season 13. She
I was just
is
with her.
Even better. I wonder. Yeah, I have a feeling you were just with her. How is she doing?
She's good. We were actually, where was I with her right now, actually? I was actually just with her, but not here.
Miami. Another city?
It was another city. I can't remember, but she... Oh, yeah. It was in Miami.
Okay.
I was teaching, and I did a hip-hop routine. Sorry, Manny. I was supposed to say that. But
you weren't supposed to say you did a hip-hop routine?
I danced sound. Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't know. Whatever. So, I did this routine.
Yeah. You're allowed to teach and choreograph places. It's all good.
Yeah. So, I did this routine at Dance On, and Ruby, you know, she was there. She was in it. Emily Valencia, Camila Short, like all the, like, the, you know, the Dance On kids, the Untouchables, like all those people. And man, like, just, I taught class as well. Ruby is just like, on another, like, her brain just processes and takes things at another level. It's
she's
very
mature,
professional.
She's elegant. She's even better than what we saw a few summers ago.
Yeah.
It's like, I watch some of her videos sometimes and I'm like, holy cow, she's
holy
a force
holy
to
cow.
Reckon with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm really
and
excited.
And it's in everything, you know what I mean? Like hip hop, jazz, ballroom, ballet, contemporary. Like, she's well rounded in everything. And I think that's also like the best part about the, going back to like dance sound.
Yeah.
Is the reason why it's so, like, I think the reason why they produce so many incredible dancers like Jeanette Manrara, Nick Garcia, freaking Ruby and D'Angelo and Richard Villaverde, who dances for Ballet X, and Chris McCarthy, and they have produced incredible dancers because the training in every realm of dance, not just the focusing in the ballet or focusing in the ballroom, but like the ballet teachers, we had like 10 hours of ballet a week, 10 hours of ballroom a week. And it never focused on one thing. So everybody was well-rounded and very good in all styles. So I think that's what, you know, the training at Dance Sound really excels, is because it's not just in one place, but it's in every place.
And you're not like, oh, I can sort of hip-hop. I'm like, no, you guys like, can hip-hop.
We can dance hip-hop. We can dance ballroom. We can dance flamenco. We can dance jazz. We can do, you know, musical theater. We can do it all. It's that Manny and Lori produce the best students. They are the best teachers in the United States of America. I will tell you.
I love that.
They are the best.
Now here's what I want to ask you, because they were also very savvy. So You Think was not your very first show. You had done America's Got Talent and Paula Abdul's Live to Dance. Which one came first out of the two of those?
Live to Dance was first, because there was a season one.
Yep.
Yeah, we did that when I was 15.
You were a baby.
I was a baby. Yeah, I was a little chunky guy.
Baby.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you're welcome.
Oh, wow.
There you are.
Bro, that is me over there.
I pull up some good stuff. I search all over the internet.
Dude, who is that?
Isn't that amazing? So that was Live to Dance.
And Geo Smith and Richard.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that is so funny. Bro, what a good Manny's son all the way in the end.
In the back there?
Yeah, that's Manny's son, Manolito.
And then I think we have one for America's Got Talent as well.
Miami All-Stars.
Miami All-Stars, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
I know I spotted you. Yeah, you can spot you right there.
Yeah.
So great. So what were those experiences like? Because it gives you a little taste of what to expect before you do So You Think. Yeah, not the same format, but an idea.
I mean, so Live to Dance, like, that was really cool. Live to Dance was fun. It was my first experience doing, you know, coming out to LA and, like, you know, being part of a TV show. And, like, growing up, I knew, like, when I was 8, I knew I, like, wanted to be, when I got into that, not the first class, but the second class, I knew that that's what I wanted to do, was become a professional dancer. So at 15, doing Live to Dance, it was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so cool.
This is so amazing.
So,
and it's Paula Abdul, mind you.
Yeah, like, Paula Abdul. And we got to work with Paula Abdul. That was the coolest thing. So, like, we would go to, you know, the hotel was, I think we were staying at the Sofitel it's one of those really nice hotels in Hollywood. I can't remember what it was right now.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I'll never forget walking into that hotel and being just, seeing all the crews and everybody. I was just so...
You're like, I'm in Hollywood.
Amazed. Yeah, it was an incredible feeling. The experience was good. It was, like I said, it is different. Or like you said, it is different from So You Think. The hours were much shorter.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we met a lot of incredible people who, like, for example, I met Tanisha, my partner.
You did?
When she was on The Vibe.
I love it.
And I met Sydney Tormey, who was one of who danced in... Originally, Audrey Case and Creeks was Sydney when I did it, like, for a club jeté.
Oh my gosh.
Performance, whatever, it doesn't matter. And I met her there, and like, I met a bunch of people that I know now from that Live to Dance at 15 years old. So the experience was great. Working with Paula Abdul for the finale performance, like, she came in and she choreographed with us and we danced with her. It was the coolest thing ever. It was amazing. And then America's Got Talent was pretty much the same situation. I feel like that experience for me was a little more, it was just a little more exciting.
Were you in New York at the time, or were they out here in L.A.?
We were in L.A. We were in L.A. Because now I, like, had been here already. I, like, knew the game. I was a little more comfortable. And it was really incredible. And also I had a girlfriend at that time. And... It was really cool. So, like, we were, like, hanging out, going to see movies. We were, like, you know, she bought me a pair of Beats.
Hello. Wait, was she in the group?
Yeah, she was in the group.
Okay, so
too.
She was with you.
Yeah.
Of course, Rudy, of course.
That's what I meant. She was in the group. We partnered together and it was like really cool.
So it's been fun.
I mean?
Like,
so it was a really cool
cute
experience.
Teen romantic thing.
Hello. Yeah, and then me and Nick was on American Idol. Wait, I'll tell you a funny story. Me and Nick, we were doing America's Got Talent, and when we came to LA for that, because he did not do Dance Out Chaos with us and Live to Dance, he did America's Got Talent. So he goes, Rudy, bro, one day we should move out to LA together. And I was like, bro, we should. We should like dominate the dance world. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. 6 years later, we are living together, taking over the dance world.
I love it.
It's pretty cool.
I loved your friendship too with Nick. I went back and even just watched your audition and the package that they had you guys do.
Epic.
It's epic, and it's so sweet when you go back and watch it. I mean, it's like Baby Rudy.
We watched it the other day.
Did you really? And Baby Nick?
We were
Nick.
Laughing so hard. That last little walk out at the end, slow motion walk, we were like, dude, that was the coolest thing.
You're like, that's our Hollywood walk. We know we're going. We're going to be on the show. What was it like preparing? Because obviously for both of you, it was your first time auditioning. What was it like preparing?
That was my second time auditioning.
That was your second, but you were 18.
Well, what happened was I auditioned in Atlanta that same season, okay. And I got cut.
And then what city did you go back
to? Chicago.
Okay. Yeah. But it was all within the same season 11.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, that makes sense. So you did a little bit of like Gabby Diaz, like, I need to go back and
well,
I need
you know
to
what happened with Gabby? Oh, that's funny. Gabby Diaz actually was like, she went the first round and she got cut season 13. And I was
12.
Or season 12. And she texted me and she was like, hey, I just got cut. And I was like, okay, well, what's the next city? And she was like, this one. And I was like, well, that's where you're going. And
that's
she was like, oh, I don't know if I should do it again. And I was like, listen, that's what I did last year, and this is what happened, so you need to go do it. And then she did it.
I love that.
That is an advice from Rudy Abreu.
For all of our season 15 possible contestants.
Go,
even though we know Fox has not officially announced it, the auditions are out there. So, you know, audition. If you need the link, I will send it to you. Just tweet me. I've got it.
Yeah.
I've got the casting director's email address as well. Yeah, better audition.
I think I'm going to audition again.
You should do it. Can you go back a second time? Are there rules about that? I wonder.
I don't know, but I want to be an all-star, honestly.
I'm all for you being an all-star.
Or a choreographer on the show. I probably prefer a choreographer on the show.
I think so, because you've got a lot to share in that area. But we'll get to that in a moment. But I want to ask, you know, with these packages, did they know ahead of time that they wanted to sort of film you and Nick together? Like, how did they find out about your friendship?
No, actually, no. That was not a thing, actually. Nick auditioned first, and Nick was, you know, he
went
was
through.
Great. He went through, and I saw him. I gave him a high five. Bang. He left. He went to go do his interview. And then I auditioned, and I made it, and I went crazy crying. And I walked outside, and then Nick was there, and like, you know, we hugged it out, and his dad came and whatever, and they got that part on film. They got that part on film, and they were like, wait, you guys are friends? And we were like, no, we're not just friends. We're like, we're brothers. We're best friends.
Yeah.
They're like, this is perfect. You guys come with us
the
right
producers
now.
Are like, storyline.
Yeah. So they were like, run outside like you guys are running out together, come back, get your stuff, we're going upstairs. And we did an interview, and it was super funny, and then like they took us around the city, and we improvised, and it was like super cool. Yeah.
And that was at the second city, correct?
Yeah, was at my second city.
Your second city, his first. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So they had no idea, really, that we were friends until after we both made it, which was pretty incredible. That was a good feeling for me because, you know, I was like always the dancer that like never really did well in like anything, you know? So for me to feel like I had actually made it for once, it was like a really nice feeling. And then they were like, oh, well, now your best friend made it too. We're going to like make this whole thing happen.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
When you guys both got selected for top 20, was that just... How long were you guys crying for? Because I know you're a crier, and I love that about you. I love that about you because...
You don't even know. Oh, I have to tell you.
I'm a crier, so I understand.
I have to tell you a story when we stop recording about crying.
Okay.
Yeah. But let me tell you. So so when we were in the top... We were waiting for the top 20.
Yep.
We're all waiting in this room, and they start... They start calling people one by one, one by one, one by one. The last two people in the room, Nick and me. So here's the deal.
They did a Whitney and Lindsay on you.
And I knew that or actually it was, they weren't picking the top 20, I apologize. They're picking the top 30.
Yes.
And then they were going to let us go and they were going to give us a call.
They text you and stuff like that, I hear, yeah.
So we found out that 29 people had made it. And there was us two left. So I start,
I'd be like throwing up.
I was bawling and Nick went in first. Oh,
look at baby Nick and baby Rudy.
And, oh, you should have come with me. That would have been so funny.
Next time.
Nick, you know, Nick, give Nick a hug. I'm like, bro, I love you, man. Like, you're going to get it. I'm going to miss you. You're going to kill it, bro. He goes in. And I knew he made it. So I walked on stage like already like, okay, that's it. I'm not going to make it. I was crying. And then they told me I did. And I was like, oh, shoot. So I would say I was crying from that moment until when they called me and told me I made the top 20. And then I cried for another week after that.
Yeah. And then I think you cried a little bit through the season, which is totally cool.
A lot of it on the season.
I know, but I think that's good, though, because, you know, it shows me that you are, when I see a contestant that's emotional, I know that you're like in tune with what's happening. Like you're riding through the moment. You're in the present and everything.
I was very much in that whole process. I think a lot of people get in there and they sometimes like allow the opportunity. And this is something I'm really focused on teaching my students. A lot of people let opportunities slip through their fingertips so easy without really understanding what it is that they have in front of them. And I didn't learn that until I got on the show. And like I got like after Nick got cut, I was like, yo. Just like
snaps you into reality, doesn't it?
You need to enjoy every second because if you let anything slip through your fingertips and then you that's it, you're done. You miss the whole point of the process, which is enjoying this and learning and growing.
And all these choreographers are like right here at your fingertips.
Exactly.
You get to work with all of them
and make connections and make you know. For example, when I got off the show, like the connections that I had with all these different people, it's what got me. The work that I have now, you know, like Napoleon and Tabitha, they knew me from the show. Then they booked me on Derek and Julianne Hough. Then they booked me onto Jennifer. And then they continue to use me and because they know, you know what I mean? And So You Think You Can Dance was the best way to make those connections.
Yeah. And I think some people really take great advantage of it. And we see them, they get right off tour and they go right to work.
Yeah.
And then I see others and I can see them scrambling. And I see it happening. And I see it on social media. I'm like, they don't know where they should go. And I'm like, it's actually okay. And this is really true because LA is about networks. It's okay, networking, but it's okay to like shoot someone an email and just say, hey, are you working on anything? Are you teaching a class? Can I come take your class? Anything? Can I assist you anywhere? Because the more you put yourself out there, the more opportunities
exactly.
you have.
Exactly. That's another thing that I like really try to focus on in my teaching is like putting yourself out there and being vulnerable because I feel like a lot of people, like if you were on So You Think You Can Dance and you're not working right now and you're not doing, then that's the only person's fault. That's your own fault because you should be using that as a platform to make connections, to make this, to make that, to do this, to do that. Like, and then once that's done and you've created your own name off of So You Think, then you can run with that brand. But if you know, if you're not working and scrambling and doing this and you were on So You Think or you were on Dancing with the Stars or you were on whatever and whatever and the only person's fault is your own fault
That's
for
right.
not, you know what I mean? It's all about hard work, dedication, persistence, and confidence. And if you don't have those four things after a platform like that and you're not, you know, pushing that and excelling with that, then nothing's gonna really happen.
Nothing's gonna happen because you can't. And that's the other thing. People like to wait. Like I'll wait till my agent calls with an audition.
Wait till the callback, girl.
Are you kidding?
Like, wait till the callback.
If I waited for my agent to call all the time, I would be like stuck to my couch.
I'd be in the couch waiting,
right over here, just waiting. Yeah, you have to make those opportunities.
I do have a great agent though.
That's good. Are you with the MSA?
I am with MSA.
Very good.
JC and Shelly and Jen, they're all
the best. Shout out to MSA. Yeah, they are great. They're fantastic. And, you know,
Tony and Julie.
Yeah. I mean, Tony and Julie, like, wrote the book on dance agencies. If you guys aren't familiar with them, like, look up their history. It's incredible, honestly. How long, and I'm trying to just remember, like, time-wise, you got off tour. You guys had that amazing, like, 77-city tour for So You Think. I know every other season has been like, why did season 11 get to do it? I wanted that.
Because we killed it.
Yeah, you guys killed it. How long between the tour and then you going into Derek and Julianne's tour? Was it that same year, right?
It was like a month and a half.
So you kind of hit the ground running right away.
Yeah, so I got off the tour in February. And the end of the tour was February. I think it was the end of February.
Yeah, you guys. I know you guys like took a little break for the holiday. Yeah, and then went we back came back January, February.
We were done. So then it was March. I spent all of March teaching at Millennium and like doing dance conventions and whatever. And then in April, I went to Australia, New Zealand for 2 weeks to teach some master classes out there. And then in that 2 week period of me teaching, I was back and forth with Kyle Hanagami and Napoleon and Tabitha about, you know, coming back and doing a callback for Derek and Julianne Hough. And they were like, okay, cool. So then I landed, and this was a month and a half right after the tour. I landed in L.A. that day and went straight to Derek and Julianne Hough's callback.
Yeah.
And it was great. I did a hip-hop. A hip hop audition. I waltzed with Julianne Hough, and then they had me like improv contemporary to work song, and then I booked it that day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And this was a big deal for them because this was their first tour.
This was their second.
You were on the second tour. Okay, I was like, are we on first or tour? Because you were second.
Because the first one was when I was on the show.
Okay.
Yes.
I was like, I'm trying to remember timelines on all this. Okay, so that was when they did their second tour. So what was that experience like? Because I know you've worked with Derek beyond this tour. Mm. Obviously, he's been someone who's probably been kind of a great mentor in
he's
terms
been a
of
great mentor for
dancer
me.
And choreographer.
Yeah, working for Derek and Julianne was an incredible experience. I really learned a lot on that. I got this tattoo on my arm. This is Be Willing, and I got it because of that tour. It really made me learn a lot of things. I think after So You Think, and I got booked on Move, I got like a little cocky and big head.
It happens.
It's, you know, sometimes
it's a part of the growing process.
Exactly.
It does. It's true.
And I allowed myself to kind of just, you know, I thought I was that, and I thought I was the one, whatever. And it just really taught me. It really gave me a hard lesson. I learned it the hard way.
Did anyone say anything to you? I'm just asking.
No one.
Like, come down to earth, dude.
No one did any of that to me. But, like, I felt the distance that I was creating between myself and other people because of the way I was being. And I realized it quick. And I was like, you got to stop this, like, now, or you're, like, never going to book with them again. You're not going to have any friends. You're just going to be that guy.
That's not how you were raised, either.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So whatever. So being on that tour, I think, was very necessary for myself personally. And I think it was like a really incredible experience to learn from Derek because, I mean, he is a 150% go-getter at all times. And that's what I've always been. I'm always 150% in everything I do. And I think working for an artist like him, who's always 150%, it works perfect for me because that's what I do as well. I would never want to work for an artist who's like, well, I'm not coming to rehearsal today, or like, I'm going to mark the show, or like, I'm going to do this, because I have worked with people like that before, and it's not the way.
Yeah, it's hard to be inspired by that.
Exactly. And Derek is like one of the most inspiring people. Julianne is one of the most inspiring people as well. They pushed me, honestly, they pushed me so much because, you know, hip hop was never really a comfort zone for me, and their whole show was hip hop based. Napoleon and Tabitha, Kyle, they brought Scotty in. Tassandra was on that tour. Tassandra did our work song number. Mm-hmm. It really pushed me because I was able to learn and get comfortable with the style that I was never comfortable with, mm-hmm. which would then there lead me to do what I'm doing now. So it was really a really great experience for me.
What about Nappy Tabs? Because I think that I watch their rise. I mean, if you sit there and even just look back 3 years and where they've come, you know, because they've really gone from like dancers to choreographers to creative directors to executive producers.
That's exactly like what I want to do. Their journey, their road, that's exactly what I want to do.
They're paving the way for the next generation on this. This is what I think is really important. And if you're following and paying attention, you've got like great mentors there as well.
Exactly right. Napoleon and Tabitha to me are my two biggest like inspirations in the entire dance world. Like if it wasn't for them and it wasn't for what they've, you know, they just like are the best, and I'm so grateful and so like appreciative to them and for them, and watching them do what they do it just, oh my gosh, it makes me want to just, I want to be there already. I just want to be where they are. And I know I've got to take the steps, but they're just like, what they're doing right now is, it's incredible. It's game changing for dance and for choreographers and for, you know, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, they are recreating, they're creating roles, they're creating a roadmap that did not really exist before. And I think exactly. That's really important. And the last time we really saw a choreographer rise to the level that they are, you have to go back to like Bob Fosse.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, he's been dead a long time.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that sort of like, you know, and we see Kenny Ortega, of course, as well, you
Mandy
know, doing
Moore.
His thing. Mandy Moore, of course, doing their thing. They're all contemporary. So, you know, when you go back to that, like, that there was a whole lost generation in between sort of Bob Fosse and what, you know, Kenny Ortega, Mandy Moore, Nappy Tabs are doing right here in this present time.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
It's really incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. In terms of Derek, because I know you've worked with him beyond Move, you choreographed a piece with him.
Yeah.
Didn't you? Yes.
Actually, it's so funny because he posted a video today. I posted a video of the music video that I choreographed for him. It's called Ashes of Eden.
Yes.
And that was a really incredible experience.
What is that like? When you get that phone call from like Derek, like, hey, do you want to work on this together?
That was...
I think I'd probably drop the phone. And I am not your contemporary in terms of choreography or anything, but I would probably like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was, I was like, are you sure, dude? I like asked him if he was like sure.
That is this
you,
a joke? Is it April
like,
Fool's?
Are you? Yeah, but no. He. I mean, it was like a. It was a call that I had been waiting for, because I knew that I wanted to like do that music video situation. I wanted to do something having to do with music videos, and I remember talking. I like when I was on tour with Derek. Derek showed me a piece of his music, a piece of like a demo song that he created, and he showed it to all of us, to the whole cast, and it was great. It was an incredible song, and I like choreographed the combo to it and everything, and it was great. And then, you know, whatever, we like after tour was done, we didn't really talk.
Yep.
We did, you know, I
everyone
did
goes
thing.
On to their next He's job,
like,
and
he came and saw J Lo, and then that was it. And then he left, and you know, we said hi and bye. And then a couple weeks after he came and saw J Lo, I think he just like was. He just remembered. He was like, hey, maybe Rudy can do this, you know? So Haley Herbert actually was the one that messaged me. Haley Herbert was like, hey, Rudy, Derek is like wondering if you would want to like do something for him. And I was like, what is it? And she was like, a music video. And I was like,
yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Let him know I'm in.
All in, 100%.
Yeah.
Cleared the schedule.
Exactly. And then it was like, you know, email. You know, music. You know, we talked about concept. We talked about this. What was his vision? What he wanted for me to do? He came to rehearsals. He checked it out. He saw the dancers. He really liked it. It was a very, very cool experience for me. And I like, oh, I couldn't believe that he asked me. Honestly,
I can. I'm you know like why honored. I can? And I'm going to tell you this. I've had Tassandra in here. I've had Kristen McQuaid in here. They're all, you know. And sometimes the conversation comes up. I'm like, what choreographers are you keeping your eye on? I've asked them. And your name has come up both times.
Really?
Yeah. So people are
For
watching.
Real?
Yeah. And so don't walk out of here with a big head. But I'm just telling
no,
you,
just,
this
no,
is good
no,
to know
no.
just because
That's
people
just
are
surprising
watching.
To me because I'm like, it's kind of cool. It's cool.
It's awesome. And you should know like when good things are said about you. And I think that, you know, people are watching your work. People, social media, you know, does have a good place. Sometimes it's a bad day on social
yeah.
media. But there's some really wonderful things of, you know, when you're posting your choreography, people are actually paying attention. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's... Oh,
that's
I just,
okay.
Like, I just, like, made out with the microphone for a
nice.
Second. I'm so sorry, guys.
We can sell it on eBay now.
No, that's, like, super cool. You know what's crazy is, like, I mean, I'm just, like, so... I'm so focused on everything that I'm doing that I, like, kind of forget to, like, get on and, like, do the research and, like, look up what's going on and, mm-hmm. like... And, like, I was in Ash... I was at a... Because like, I teach for a dance convention mm-hmm. called Artists Simply Human. And, I was there and one of the assistants came up to me. She's like, Rudy, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? She's like, you're on the top 15 choreographers on like whatever the dance magazine or I don't know, something. And I was like, oh, like, that's super cool. And I don't know, like, you said that, and then this girl said this to me the other day, and it's like, it makes me feel like my hard work is, like, really paying off.
Yeah, you're on the right path, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm doing, I'm going on the right path. That makes me happy. Just keep going up the same ladder.
Yeah, keep on doing the work, because, yeah, obviously, like, people are paying attention. That was my foot. I'm making noises. So he's eating the mic. I'm kicking something underneath my seat. It's all good. But, yeah, I mean, like, that's what's really, really important. Is like, just focus on what you're supposed to do, and you know, the right people will pay attention, and maybe you'll collaborate. Or
that's like super cool. I cannot believe that.
I am here to deliver good news to you.
That is so sick.
I like to tell people good stuff when I'm like, we were talking about you. And the Tassandra thing, I want to say I talked to Tassandra was probably like June, so it's been a good 6-7 months, even. Right?
That is Superfly.
I love it. Let's talk about J-Lo and how that came about. Obviously, Nappy Tabs has a long relationship with Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And did you have to just do the regular audition process? Like, Jennifer approves her dancer. She has a look. She knows what she's looking for.
Yeah. Well, I was not going to audition for Jennifer, to be completely honest.
Okay, why?
Because I had just gone off Move, and then, like, one of the ladies that was part of Move, she's also part of Dancing with the Stars tour, and she hit me up and she was like, do you want to do the Dancing with the Stars tour? Mm-hmm. And I said yes, and then they gave me a contract, and I signed a contract to do the Dancing with the Stars tour, and I was signed on that. I wanted to do that. I was like, you're gonna do Dancing with the Stars so that you can do it,
be on that track.
Exactly. And then I had gotten a call from what's this guy's name, I can't remember his name right now, but we had gotten a call about me going to do Newsies and leaving that weekend to go to Boston and learn my track. And then I would be on Newsies on tour.
And by the way, you're a big Newsies fan. So
I've seen the Newsies 11 times.
Yeah, 11 times. So the show, not the movie.
No, on Broadway.
Yeah.
And when I had those two things pop up in my brain, I was like, okay, something's not right, because like, Newsies is something I've always wanted to do, and I auditioned 3 times. And they had, the third time, they like had me on like a...
they have a list sometimes.
Yeah,
when there's an opening, they slide you in.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had gotten on that the third time I auditioned. And like, when that popped into my head, I was like, okay, there's something like is not right here, because this is what I've always wanted to do. And now I'm like signed on this. So there's something is like, there's got to be something wrong right now. Then I get a text from Kyle that same exact day that freaking what's-his-name called me for Newsies.
Yep.
Hey, Rudy, are you going to the Jennifer Lopez audition tomorrow? And I was like, no, I don't think so. He was like, yes, you are. And I was like, okay. So I showed up to the Jennifer audition. There was like 900 people there.
So this is like the general big call. Yes.
Yeah, 900 people. And I freaking walk in. And, I learned the choreography in Casa Carajo, back in the thing, like that. Like it
There's
was,
so many people.
Oh, my.
It's impossible.
Oh, my goodness. I did that. I do the audition group, whatever. I freaking whipped out some contemporary, some ballroom. I gave him everything.
Yep.
And about like, the 5 people in front of me got cut, and then Kyle comes up to me. He was like, you made it. Congratulations. We'll see you in the callback. And I was like, yes! So then I auditioned. So then I had to come back later that night. I did the callback. It went from like 900 people to like 30.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was like a really, really quick
cut. Did you know how many people they were casting at that time?
I had no idea.
Okay.
I had no idea, honestly. Like, I did not think I was going to book that job.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. And I did that. Whatever. So I did the callback, and I waited 2 weeks. And I didn't tell the Dancing with the Stars people that I was going to not do the tour.
Was your agent, like, kind of in
the
mix?
Yeah, of course.
Were they just like, hold?
Yeah, my agent was like, listen, do the audition, go do what you think, but, like, wait. JC was like, wait until to tell them about the contract, because if you don't get it, you can go on tour. But if, like, you do get it, then we can talk from there. Do not tell them. So I did it. I waited. 2 weeks passed by, I get a call from Kyle. Kyle's like, hey, brother. I'm in Pittsburgh. I was teaching at a dance studio. Hey, brother, what are you doing next week? Because I'm shooting a video with Ashley Gonzalez, and I would like for you to be a part of it. It's like this 360 music video that we're doing. It was like a thing that me and Ashley did. Or I don't remember if it was that video or a different video. He was like, oh, we're doing this video. also, I was like, yeah, I'm available. He's like, also, are you available for the next 3 years of your life? And I said, wait,
oh my God.
What? Did I just book Jennifer Lopez? And he was like, yeah, you did. And I was like, oh, my God. I started crying like I was.
A good Rudy tear.
And I was at an ice cream shop. I was in Pittsburgh. I had just finished teaching in a studio. I was like on my way back home, and we stopped at this like ice cream shop that I always stop at when I'm in Pittsburgh. And I started bawling. I was so excited. So I could not believe it. Everything that I'd ever worked for just finally fell into place.
I love it. I'm like talking about tears, burping. We got it all here at To The Point. Well, you know that. How do you then, where you literally have like Newsies, you've got Dancing with the Stars, JLo.
I knew right away.
So you knew right away what you were going to take. How do you get yourself out of a sticky situation, which usually your agent has to get yourself out of the sticky situation. They have to be the bad cop. But do you feel like, I just burned a bridge with Dancing with the Stars when you do that? Or were you like, okay,
I understand. I mean, when it happened, like, it was one lady that I had been talking with. I had been speaking with her, and we were really close friends from doing Move. Mm-hmm. So like she like was the one that offered me the Dancing with the Stars tour. So when I explained to her what the situation was and like what my dilemma was, I think she really understood. And she,
oh, good.
You know, and they let me go with the contract, of course. And JC spoke with them, and like, you know, everything just fell, you know, it fell in the right place. I think if the sticky situation is handled the right way, it shouldn't be that sticky. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if you communicate, your agent talks, maybe if you have a relationship
exactly,
with someone, it's up to you to like exactly. make the phone call and be like,
listen, this is what I have right now on the plate, and if you're okay with it, then please, like, by all means, I'm gonna go here. But if not, then I'll do the tour, you know. And it's
right.
The way it was.
And you know what? It's not a lose-lose situation at all.
Absolutely not. That's
you
actually
have a
good
job
problem to have.
Either way. Yeah. Yeah. So it's all gonna work out. So that's
exactly.
The good thing. That first day in rehearsal with Jennifer, what was that like? Because that's another sort of like pinch me moment. She's mm-hmm. amazing. I love
She's
her.
The best.
And I like to hear this too, because I know you've spoken positively about her off camera too. But I always worry that, you know, with someone you admire, and you admire their work ethic, their work, what they're doing, and then they disappoint you, and you're like, oh no, they're not who they portray.
Yeah.
But she's definitely one of those that's.
I mean, yeah, no, Jennifer. Like, I mean, well, our first rehearsal, when I walked into that rehearsal, I was jumping off the walls, like literally so excited. Me, it was just re-meeting everybody, like learning choreography. Like I was just, they didn't like me at first. I was like the little 19-year-old boy that was just like, I can't believe this.
They're like, calm down.
No, but yeah, now, you know, we're a really big family now. But I mean, when she got there, I was just like, I couldn't believe it. And then she's so nice and so sweet. And she is the hardest working
yes.
lady I have ever met in my entire life. That lady, like, she will not, like, go down. That girl will, that she will not go down. And that is why, like, what I was speaking earlier about with Derek, how he's 150% mm-hmm. with everything. And that's why I was so happy to work with him, because I'm also like that. Jennifer is always, and when I say always, I mean, like, by the way she dresses, by the way she looks, by the way she talks, by the, like, in everything she does, it is 150%. And if it's not greatness, she doesn't want to be a part of it. And that's what I love about her.
Yep.
And that's, like, the thing that I value most about her, because it teaches me. It's like, hey, like, you, like, if you want to be there and you want to be where this phenomenon, like, this lady is an icon. If you want to be where she is, then you need to think like that. You need to be like that. You need to, like, everything you do has got to be at 150 no matter what. And that, she's, oh, the best.
Yeah, we were talking earlier before the show started, too. We were talking about Hugh Jackman, how he is great at being an A-list star. Jennifer Lopez is very similar in that vein. It's like they understand that the press sometimes needs them, and we need that little soundbite. When you're doing a tour or whatever, you're needed in that rehearsal room, and you have to show your dancers. You're leading the ship. Show them that, like, you're putting in the same hard work that they are. And that's where you get longevity in this town too, and I think that that's really important. And obviously, she's got her hands in lots of cookie jars. She's not just
doing everything.
An actress. She's not just a singer. She's not just a dancer. She's obviously producing and really creating original work out there. So I think that that's amazing. And you know what's funny about you? You keep circling back to the same people. Have you noticed that? You circle, obviously, to Nappy Tabs, and you circle to Derek and things like that.
Jennifer, yeah. It's a really incredible thing. I mean, like the dance industry. In general, the dance industry is so small. So, like, I feel like there's different choreographers, like Napoleon and Tabitha, and you have, like, the Luther Brown, and you have, like, the Rhapsody James, and you have the Tony Testas, and everybody, all these people who choreograph for all these major situations. And, you know, they have their people, just like we have our people. And, like, Napoleon and Tabitha, and, like, you know, like, that was just, it's just a circle situation that will always continue to circle around. You know what I mean? Like, when I did the Disney, or the Thanksgiving Disney parade with Derek and Julianne.
Yep.
You know,
it's Nappy just, Tabs is usually involved in that, too.
And they were, exactly. Yep. So it's like, you know, me and Nappy Tabs, we just did a Honda commercial together. They asked me to be associate choreographer.
That's great.
And I was like an associate choreographer on the commercial, and a dancer as well. So yeah, the circle is very small, like the whole industry. So once you find like that little circle that you're a part of, you better stay in there and work hard.
Exactly. Learn. Always. Well, and you've got some really great mentors. Like, I would just be like taking notes every day.
You have no idea. They're really like, they really are the, oh, I really am so lucky.
That's so good.
I'm so lucky.
What are some of your goals? We can't tell anyone, but you've got a big project coming up, which will be announced sooner versus later. But what are some of your goals, which is exciting, you guys. Yeah. But what are some of your goals in terms of choreography? Because I know it's a real focus for you.
Well, like right now, like that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to take that big step. I'm trying to like take the step from dancer to choreographer. And I want people, when they think of Rudy Abreu, as like, you know, of course, obviously an incredible dancer. But I want them to think, you know, that the guy you need for contemporary, the guy you need for hip hop, the guy you need for ballroom, the guy you need for Rudy. You need Rudy.
Yeah.
That's the guy. And I think my goal is... I just want to make the best material possible. I want to make people look at my stuff and go, how did he come up with that? I've always been inspired by people like Emma Portner and Ian Eastwood. And
I love Ian.
The young choreographers that like started young and like are now 22, 23, and doing incredible things like that, making original work, making incredible work, making stuff that makes people's jaw drop down to their stomach. That's the kind of stuff I want to do. Right now, I have just started my own collective here in Los Angeles. We're an all-male collective.
I love that.
Called Embodiment. And I am hoping to turn that from a collective into a company at some point. And we have 13 of us, 13 male dancers. And I would like to eventually turn that 13 to 30.
That's huge. I love it.
Yeah. We're going to do a summer intensive this summer. We're going to be doing an embodiment summer intensive here in Los Angeles. And I'm going to be inviting male dancers from all around the United States to come join us and train with us. I also would love to choreograph on So You Think You Can Dance.
Have you talked to Jeff about that yet?
Actually, I actually submitted for Jeff. I showcased my work to Jeff, and he told me that it was, you know, he loved it. He thought it was great. He gave me some really incredible notes moving forward. And I've actually showcased to him 3 times. And the last time I showcased to him was for the So You Think You Can Dance showcase. And
was it for season 14 or for season?
For season 14.
Okay.
And he said to me, you know, every time you come to me, the notes that I give you are applied. You're getting better and better, you know, keep. And I look up to that man so much. And he's an incredible mentor and has some really incredible advice. And
they've been a great champion for choreographers and breaking new choreographers.
Exactly.
Too.
And I think eventually he will hire me. I just think I just have to continue to show him my work, and he's just got to continue to give me more notes, and I have to just continue to apply them and get better and better until I'm good enough for him to, you know?
Mr. Thacker, season 15. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'll make it happen.
Let's go. Let's make it happen.
I'll give you some crazy stuff. Hey.
I know. I love that. And, you know, I actually sent you a DM. It was during last season's auditions here in LA. And I said, someone in line was bragging about your class and how much they loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I sent you a DM and you were like, oh, yeah. So that was a class march. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you responded back. Don't worry.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't expect you to remember every message I send you. But it was like, I love this. I love that people are, you know, talking about your work and things like that, because that's exciting. You're very young, too. Like, it's hard. You were just 18 on season 11. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when you really think about it. And I think it's great that you have this vision early on in your career, because then you can mold kind of where you go from there. And I think a lot of people kind of flounder a little bit and go, maybe I'll get into choreography or maybe I'll teach. But you seem to really have a clear vision. I think it's very unique.
Yeah. Also, I think like something that I'm really focused on is like I said, like being like the person that they call for this and that and whatever. And like with my company, my collective as of right now, which hopefully will turn into a company, you know, I want people to hire us. I want Jennifer to be like, you know what? Like, this music video that I'm doing is a little more acoustic, so I need a group of contemporary dancers. Let's call Rudy. Let's call Embodiment, or like, you know, whoever it is.
An awards show.
Demi Lovato, AMAs, exactly. Like things like that. Just I would love to get this name up and going, and I would love to get my choreography just on the next platform. And
makes me think of like when Travis Wall's group was used for Carrie Underwood's video.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right.
It makes a lot of sense. That
in the same sense as that. And you know, I'm hoping that from in the next 5 years, I can be somewhere like where Travis is, or somewhere where, like, you know, those
Emmy award winning.
Oh, never my goodness, that would be.
I know, and then I get to cover you for Emmy season. That's I gotta tell you, it's super fun.
Don't even tell me that. I just got excited.
I love it. I know. I love. I gotta tell you, when Mandy Moore walked into the press room with her Emmy, I felt like I wanted to burst into tears. I was so excited for her. Like,
oh my
I felt
gosh.
Like I won. It's not my Emmy. I've said this a million times. It's her Emmy, but I get to follow the choreographers
that
for like 4 or 5 months,
yeah.
And it's super exciting. So. Well, we're all out of time. Do you believe that?
That's crazy. That was quickie.
I am so excited that you were here, though. And it's just been so much fun following your career. And I know that 2018, there's more stuff happening that will be announced sooner versus later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We have some really
and I'll be keeping my eyes
coming.
Yeah, and we'll be talking more.
Yeah,
so this is good. I love this.
It's gonna be good.
Let everyone know where they can follow you, see all of your choreography and everything else.
Oh, you guys can all follow me on my social media, my Instagram, which my original Instagram got hacked.
I remember that.
And I lost it. But my new one is Rudy A. Abreu. Is my phone going? I'm so sorry. Rudy A. Abreu. My Twitter is Dance11Rudy, and my Facebook is Dance11Rudy as well. So you guys want to check me out, follow my steps, my page. You can also follow my collective's page. We are Embodiment with 3 underscores on Instagram.
They're so good. There's 3 underscores. I love it. All right. Well, I'll have to follow you guys, of course.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, you guys. Next week, guess who's coming? It's one of the top 4 we missed on So You Think at the end of the season. A little Koinè.
Hey!
Coco Koinè.
From Miami.
Yeah! So we're super excited to have her in the studio next week. Of course, if you're looking for all the latest dance news, check out dancenetwork.tv. And we want to thank Popcorn Talk for hosting us here today. See y'all next week on To The Point.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.